Inside Raven Software's Middleton soundstage, Carrie Coon stands clad in a black and yellow bodysuit, cradling a prop machine gun. Taking direction from project lead David Peng, the University of Wisconsin alum gets into character as a sexy, high-tech, combat-ready assassin. Reflective buttons shaped like ping-pong balls adorn her every limb and joint, as a wall-to-wall network of 24 infrared cameras capture her every move. Animator Bobby Duncanson explains.
These are all 35mm cameras that are 1.3 million pixels each. And so there's a lot of data coming through our network into this computer.
The motion capture technology works like this. The reflective buttons velcroed onto Coon's suit all register as an outline on a computer, a 3D skeleton which animators can turn into a commando, superhero, or monster, which appear in titles like Jedi Knight Academy and Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
For the first time ever, the world's largest army of superheroes is under your control.
Project lead Peng says Raven Software began using actors 2 years ago for its motion capture technology. He says it makes for more realistic and expressive video game characters.
We bring them in, train them, and with a little luck and hard work, they basically become top-notch performers. It's a good way to develop talent, and Carrie is our top female performer for stunts.
Coon's character is put into many situations, ducking enemy fire, seeing a comrade fall dead, and reeling from an anti-gravity bomb. For the last event, two assistants drop her flat on her face from nearly waist level.
One, two, three.
You got that line now, Jesse? You okay with that?
Thanks. What a nice man.
Okay. Thank you. All right, good. Let's take it from the top, everybody. Okay.
At the University of Wisconsin-Madison, theater professor Tony Simotas and his students go over scenes for class. He says those who try the motion capture technology for video games often have a blast while broadening their versatility and marketability as actors.
Here we are in Madison rather than being in Los Angeles or New York, in which we have a major player giving our students an opportunity to understand where their possibilities are down the road, and we're providing Raven with a really wonderful stable of talent.
Simotas says several dozen students have auditioned for Raven Software, but warns it's not for everyone. Being a virtual character in an invisible world throws some people, but Carrie Coon says it's vital for actors to embrace the latest technologies if they want to find work in TV, movies, and of course, video games.
We can only benefit from staying on top of it and really going after some skills that will help us contribute to that sort of world and make us marketable in other fields we wouldn't have been 10 years ago.
At the end of the session, Coon and Peng tear off the reflective buttons before throwing the suit into a washing machine. Peng says motion capture technology is also faster and cheaper than creating forms from scratch. But for the demanding legions of gamers, the real payoff is more realistic characters in the virtual universe. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.